Apile la raya, yo. Yo, yo.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City. Hey, Fee.
Hey, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? When are you going to come visit?
Soon. Very soon. Now this is the end of the year, and we're doing our best of 2013, our big annual extravaganza with a mountain of music.
So much music.
We're getting the party started with Africa is the Mother of the Beat by the group called the Palenque Soul Tribe. It's one of my favorite tracks of the year. It's a great example of the innovative use of cumbia and newer styles. It's also another chapter for this very talented group out of L.A.
Mi familia lo baila así también. Yo, yo, yo.
Listen up, this is where it all begun.
It all begun
in Africa before they took us all. We were kings and queens running our own things. It's in my genes,
it's in my genes.
Never lose it. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. Props to their predecessors for the years they strife. Segregated, eliminated, but remain strong. Don't forget where you came from. Africa is the mother of the beat. Africa is the mother of the beat. Africa is the mother of the beat. Africa is the mom of the beat. It's the mom of the beat. I reminisce, dance to this, beautiful scenes. Exotic chicks lose yourself like there's no tomorrow. Got a red room, so no more sorrow. Life's like a road, so driving slow. Cause you never know when it's time to go. Like a river now, still I flow like a time bomb. Here I go. Africa is the mother of the beat. Africa is the mother of the beat. Africa is the mother of the beat. Africa is the mom of the beat. Is the mother of the beat.
Indeed, Africa is the mother of the beat of a lot of the music that we play on our show that we've been doing for just about almost 4 years now.
Four years?
It's coming up on 4 years in June, Jasmine.
Oh my God.
3.5 years.
That went by fast.
Our little baby's now a toddler.
Four years? I've been putting up with you for 4 years.
And I'm still here. You're still doing it.
You know what's really funny, Felix? I got a Twitter follow from you like a few days ago. Okay. It only took you four years to follow me on Twitter.
And here's why. Because I have not been the best Twitterista, whatever you want to call me. I have not been the best.
Twitterista.
So I only now figured out how to follow people. So I'm better at Facebook, but that's why you haven't seen me on Twitter. I knew you would say something about that.
4 years.
Yeah.
Now I can no longer tweet about you, though. Complaining.
Now I'll know.
Now you'll know. Hey, next up we have this Venezuelan band, La Vida Bohème. And I was so excited when they were recognized by the Latin Grammys. Now, you know, I think our listeners know that you and I, not big fans of the Grammys. We're not impressed.
Overall, no.
I think that there's just something to be said about such a great band being recognized. And I think with the Grammys, you know, if you can stay awake through the ceremony and dig through all the BS, you know, you can find some really great artists. I mean, Carla Morrison has been recognized, Calle 13. And this year it was Venezuela's La Vida Bohème. And I was so happy about that because their album, Eras, it was just epic. It was really not just one of my favorite albums of the year. You know what I was thinking about, Felix? I bet, you know, when you were younger and buying music, it was really different because nowadays you buy a single, you know? You buy a song, you buy a single. You don't always buy the entire album. So it's like a really different experience, right?
It's definitely a different experience. And while you could buy 45s in the old days, they were shortened versions of the album songs. And so many artists back then did these album concepts like La Vida Bohème did on this album.
It was like each song was like a chapter and it was an entire narrative. The album feels just very Latin American. Like it just feels like an ode or an opera prima about Latin America, maybe even about Venezuela. But, you know, it's just a really different experience to listen to an album from beginning to end and for there to be a narrative arc. And one of my favorite songs is the absolutely cinematic, sprawling, musically sprawling song, La Bestia, or The Beast.
Una bestia guarda de cerca mi corazón y se encarga de que yo no vaya a un lugar mejor. Me mantiene bien cerca, nunca me da respuestas. Me ata una soga al cuello y me abandona al sol.
Al sol.
Cerca mi corazón y sabe que escondo una semilla negra de ambición. Me deja la reja abierta pa' verme intentar sin fuerzas. Sabe que aunque yo lo quiera no la puedo abandonar
jamás.
Such a good record. And you know what I was thinking? Like, I kind of love it because, like, this song and a lot of the songs on the album, they could be about, like, about love, you know, about you're in a really bad relationship or something. But they could also be about your country's situation or the situation of the people around you. And in a weird way, I was just thinking about how a lot of times your relationship with your country or with your society is a lot like a relationship, you know?
Okay, Jasmine, 2013 for me was the year of strong women artists with very distinctive voices.
I remember towards the end of 2012, we said this is going to be a great year for female vocalists.
Did we really?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know what's really weird? It's just we've done so much this year that I, as I was like combing through all we've done and all the music we've played, I just, some of the stuff we did on this year's show, like some of the guest DJs or some of the music we played, I had forgotten it was this year. I mean, it feels like we packed 3 years of music into 1 year.
And we have to say that this dozen songs that we're going to play today are, you know, it's hard. We call this the best of 2013, but it's really some of the best because there were so many other songs. And we can't have a marathon show of every single song that we dug this year. So we had to bring it down to 12. And, you know, these are just, again, these are our picks. And, of course, you can write in your own favorites when we do our show, our listener show next week. But for now, this is what we've come up with. And the women with distinctive voices had a strong showing this year. And we're going to start this segment with El Hielo by the group La Santa Cecilia, featuring the marvelous voice of La Marisol.
Ice. Water frozen solid. Ice, immigration and customs enforcement. Ice, el hielo.
Iba pasando el trapo sobre la mesa y está cuidando que todo brille como una perla. Cuando llegue la patrona, que no se vuelva a quejar. No sea cosa que la acuse de ilegal. José atiende los jardines, parecen de Disneyland. Maneja una troca vieja sin la licencia. No importa si fue taxista allá en su tierra natal, eso no cuenta para el tío Sam. El hielo anda suelto por esas calles, nunca se sabe cuándo nos va a tocar. Marta llegó de niña y sueña con estudiar, pero se le hace difícil sin los papeles. Se quedan con los laureles los que nacieron acá, pero ella nunca deja de luchar. El hielo anda suelto por esas calles, nunca se sabe cuándo nos va tocar. Lloran los niños, lloran a la salida, lloran al ver que no llegará mamá. Uno se queda aquí, otro se queda allá, eso pasa por salir a trabajar. Se queda allá, eso pasa por salir a trabajar.
You know, that song still, even many months after it came out, it still makes me very emotional.
It's a very haunting song, and the band La Santa Cecilia, the entire band, had a very good year because they performed that song, among others, at an immigration rally in the spring on the steps of the Capitol and had a lot of people in the crowd singing along, just as they did last month when I saw them again here in Washington, D.C. at their very first concert here in D.C. The crowd was singing along word for word with that song.
Well, it's always a very political year with the artists that we feature. We always feature very outspoken artists.
Outspoken artists is a good way to introduce our next act that was one of your favorites, one of my favorites too this year.
This is Mala Rodriguez from Spain, who, wow, Felix, I got to see Mala Rodriguez twice this year. So I was also, as I was combing through all we did this year, we went to like a gazillion music festivals. And one of them was the Vive Latino in Mexico back in March. And I got to see Mala Rodriguez there. And then I got to see her the next time she was in Mexico City recently. Not only did I get to see her, I got to sit down with her and talk to her about her new album, which is called Bruja, or Witch, and the song 33. Fee, what's really great about this album, it led to a lot of discussions with other music bloggers, and one of our favorite music bloggers on this show is Juan Data. He really specializes in Latin hip-hop. And we were talking about Mala Rodriguez's beginnings. And you know, when Mala Rodriguez started, before she went, she's known now for fusing a lot of flamenco and hip-hop, and just being one of the best hip-hop artists in Latin music around. But when she started, she was doing something called hardcore. And what that is it's basically rapping with a lot of metal vocalization, you know, like growling. And in this album, you can really hear her, especially in this song, you can hear her just growling, just giving everything into the mic. And it's a great song, you know. She's talking about, you know, being 33 years old and having so much more knowledge and power than she used to have when she was like 19, and just saying stuff, you know, like a boy can't do a man's work, and just she's very empowering, and this is it's just a great album.
Qué mierda eres, Guillo, en serio. Qué mierda eres. Mala Rodríguez, tengo 33, el trabajo de un hombre no lo puede hacer un niño. Salimos a bolsa haciendo daño, cúbrete. Pon toda tu mierda en una caja y lárgate. ¿Qué reza? No entiendo qué dice, qué habla. A mí no me importa tu idioma, sigue raja. Déjate de hostia, me criaron por debajo de la puerta en una caja. Con cuidadito te he dicho, mi amor, vamos a matarte despacito. No te pongas vacilón, que me conozco, complico. ¿Dónde está mi duda cuando lo necesito? Roto, si mueve un dedo, creo porque puedo. Acelero el peo sin cuidado, yeah. Te vi apoya sin deseo, pa, si te quiero solo por el físico. Tú y yo no tenemos relación, estamos vacíos, no tenemos corazón. ¿Dónde está la guerra? ¿Dónde está la pa' que me la como? ¿Dónde están los hombres? ¿Dónde están las bolas de dragón? Los de siempre jodiendo como siempre, así fácil, como por educación. Hecho pa' tu hija, aspira mierda, sueña conmigo. Tú no te equivoques, no estás preparado para follar con la reina. Juego con ventaja, el viento me lo sopla sin prisa. Yo marco el minuto a la nación, ya no conocemos camarones. Solo hay uno, come, 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 come. Hago y deshago, drógate por mí, no quiero pago. Quise suda mucho, quise cobra poco, quise habla fuerte, aquí cuento poco. Ni vaina, ni hostia, versos elegantes como cocaína en el salón, puta. Bailan como zorras a mi son, sin tacones, belleza. Te va a tocar estudiar, hincas los codos en la mesa. Te vi hasta trabajar si cagacha, tira pa' la cocina. Quizá aprende mucho, sin premeditación. Te pollo cuando quiero, tú eres mi puta. No.
Jazz, earlier in the year, we did a show that featured Caribbean artists making waves, which was your play on words, making waves in the music, making waves in the ocean. It was very cute. I like that one. One of the artists that we featured on there was someone that I found by the name of Raquel Sofia. And I think I found her CD at the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York. Wherever I found it, I'm glad I did. She's a background singer for Juanes when he tours the world. She's breaking out on her own. She's got her first new EP out, and this song is called No Me Importas, and we both really liked her voice.
Por esta ciudad, no quiero que olvides mi nombre. Recuérdame y siéntete mal. Que pases toditos tus días en la esperanza de volverme allá. Desataste los hilos de mi vida. Me dejaste, pero no me verás de rodillas. Tú no me importas ya, tú no me importas ya.
Yeah, I think Raquel Sofia just has an amazing voice. But you know what? I also just really love when female artists go beyond the love song or the heartbreak song. Like, they push forward with something different. And I just love the concept of, like, the Western theme music and her being like, you know what? I really don't care about you. It's very outlawish, no?
Yep. Very much so. That was part of the charm.
I'm so glad you brought the next artist who, as we agreed on a previous show, I discovered.
No. Wait, hold on. I discovered. Oh, I'm the one who found her.
I believe it was me, so thank you for acknowledging that.
Okay.
And this is an artist that there's only one thing we can agree on, and it's that she's pretty amazing. Her name is Irene Diaz.
And this is the title track from her EP, Love You Madly.
Felix, I totally discovered her.
No. That was me, man. That was totally me.
Baby, I've got you on my mind. My chemicals unwind with just the thought of you. Oh, you make me shine. And I love the way you wake me up. You kiss so sweet, can't get enough. With breakfast done, you fill my cup and love you madly. Oh, I love you madly. And shines bright, we get it on. I love you madly. Oh, I love you madly. And baby, love, it's hard to find. It would take a whole lifetime for just a taste of this. Oh, it's one of a kind. And I love the way you say I'm. I love it when we walk on shores, but most of all, it's you I adore. I love you madly. Oh, I love you madly. Times are beautiful, so beautiful, yes they are. Filled with honeydew, flowers and guitar. And I wrote a song for you to sing how special you are. Oh, you are. And baby, my chemicals on wine with just the thought of you. Oh, I love you madly. Oh, I love you madly. Oh, I love.
Doesn't this just make you want to put on a silk bathrobe and sit in your balcony with a glass of wine?
No. Not me. Maybe you, but not me. You know, Jasmine, our colleague Ann Powers, when we were talking about singles, best singles of the year, she described Irene Diaz as a torch singer. And, you know, I'd have to agree with her. That's an old phrase that refers to people, to singers, mostly female singers, who sing these really sad, sad, you know, emotional songs in a very old style from the big band, from soul, early R&B. And, you know, Irene Diaz fits right in there with that.
I love that description.
The EP is called Love You Madly, and she says she's at work at new material. We can't wait to hear it. the album was produced along with Carolyn Cardosa. I have to mention Carolyn because she was part of an experience we both had at LAMC where the two of them performed in a crowded room and the entire room came to a stop to listen in. And that voice and the ukulele work, great stuff from Irene Diaz.
It's wonderful. I'm so glad I discovered it. Next up.
Moving along.
Felix, another thing that we did this year, I mean, we had such an abundance of spectacular guest DJs and guests.
We had over a dozen.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize we had that many guests, but we had just such a great variety of guests this year.
Yeah, Jasmine, we had actors, we had musicians, we had writers, we had poets, we had rappers. You know, some of the other guest DJs that segments that I really liked this year was, of course, Gustavo Santaolalla talking about his career and all the things that he's done. And I really liked how he sort of started taking over and producing the show.
Yeah, I know. He kept giving us directions.
I also liked how Sandra Cisneros said she wanted to make tamales for the Beatles. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. One of my favorite guest DJs of all time, of all my life, ever, it was talking to Pedro Almodovar, the legendary Spanish director. And, oh my, you know, when we finished doing that guest DJ, I just felt like I can retire now.
A favorite among a year of highlights. Lots of things to look back on. Another thing to look back on were the live music festivals that we were able to attend this year.
We really went hard this year, Felix.
Yes, we did. One of the places that always tires me out is the Latin Alternative Music Conference because it's jam-packed full of panels, but also those shows, those showcases at night. Man, I get tired going from club to club trying to keep up with you.
What, are you kidding me? You're like a party animal. I really hope that by the time I reach 65, I'm as active as you.
55. Don't put 10. Great.
Wait, there's a picture circulating somewhere of we're at this club for the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York, and you are just like watching the band and you're holding my very fashionable red purse.
I'm going to get you for that. See here, hold my purse while I take a picture. And I didn't realize it was a picture of me. Thank you for that. The LAMC is an annual event in New York City, and we always find great, great music there. And this year, you attended Viva Latino by yourself there in Mexico City. And you
dude,
had...
I missed you so much this year, though.
That was, I hated missing that one.
I did, too. I kept looking for you everywhere. It was not as much fun without you, Viva Latino.
But there was still a lot of great music. The other festival that's like that is South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
This year at South by Southwest was really special for us because it was the first time we presented a concert. And man, I think we can say we really went in with a splash. We presented a concert with Café Tacuba, Molotov, and Bajo Fondo. That's a pretty good way to start.
And Jasmine, I think we can share with the audience now that our holiday special, our holiday gift to our listeners, will be the music from that concert.
And we have a very special guest host.
Gustavo Santaolalla joined us to talk about the show, to talk about the holidays. And so on Christmas Day, we're going to post that show, and it'll have live music from Austin from this past spring, from Molotov, from Bajo Fondo, and from Café Tacuba. Jasmine, rock was not left out of the alternative scene. There's lots of hip-hop, there's lots of DJs, there's lots of all kinds of different music, especially cumbia, but rock had a strong representative this year.
I think you're talking about Bosnian Rainbows, and man, this is just a great band. I got to see them live as well at the Vive Latino in Mexico City, and like, they're just an amazing band. They're fronted by Mexican rockera Terry Genderbender and the wonderful Omar Rodriguez Lopez from Mars Volta. That album, man, it had a very David Bowie in the 80s feel, didn't it?
That Bowie music from that time had very strong guitar presence, and Omar Rodriguez Lopez is one of my favorite guitar players, and it comes out in the music. Check this track out. It's called Torn Maps.
Go!
Once held the secret.
Alex, one of your favorite artists put out an album this year. I'm talking about David Garza.
David Garza is from Austin, Texas. He's got a very distinct musical vision, very, very one-of-a-kind voice. As you say, he's one of my favorites. He's always bubbling under the radar of popular acceptance, and I just keep pushing him because he's such a great artist. This is a track called Weigh You Down, and it features Nina Diaz from Girl in a Coma.
I've been thinking about you. Precious things you do, how you lift my spirit when times get rough. Baby, and if who can see, you're so young and wild and so sweet. No one will weigh you down with my love. Got a heartbeat so wild, yeah, and you laugh like a child. How could anything I give you ever be enough? And when you flash your eyes at me, I can feel God show me his mercy. Well, I ain't gonna weigh you down.
I ain't gonna weigh you down.
No, I ain't gonna weigh you down.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna weigh you down with my love. You're the sweetest all around. This old train. Glory bound.
Now, we're going to finish the show with two of our personal favorites and why they were favorite. And you talked a lot about Juan Cirarol this year. Why does he strike you so strongly?
Felix, Juan Cirarol he's been around for a while. He's definitely not new to the scene, but I've been listening to him a lot in the last year, and I think he's just getting better and better. He's kind of like this Mexican Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan. He's got this very rough voice, and it's just when you see him or when you hear him, he really pours out absolutely everything he's got into the song. It's like he leaves his soul on the stage. I think he's absolutely wonderful, and I can't really tell you why I've listened to him more this year, but I have, and I would recommend that anybody who likes like Americana or like blues, folk, grassroots, listen to Juan Cirerol.
And the name of this track is called Cerca del Mar.
What did you bring to wrap up the show?
I brought in a track called Estrellas by Aparato, and it is a new track from them. It's a trio from Los Angeles. They're part of that Son Jarocho resurgence in California among Chicano bands, young Chicano bands. And the reason why I brought it in is it's a very personal reason, because I got a chance to do a gig with the guitar player and requinto player, Alexandro Hernandez Gutierrez, in the band. And it was a chance to interact with the musician that we featured on the show and get to know his music by playing with him. And as a musician, there is no better way to understand and get to know a fellow musician by playing music with them.
And what did you learn about them?
A lot of respect for the way he plays the instruments, his knowledge and history of the music, but the way he adapts it to different styles. He was doing, we were playing jarocho and I was playing Afro-Cuban conga and drum set.
Wow.
And I got a chance to really understand and appreciate the band's music. And I also want to say that this is a chance for me. I think I really want to try to play more music with some of these musicians out there. And if so, maybe we can get that going this year and figure out a way that I can collaborate with some of these musicians, especially the DJs. Again, this is Estrellas by Aparato. Okay, Jasmine, that's going to do it for our Best of 2013 show this year. Again, these were just some of the tracks that really stood out to us this year.
Felix, it was a really amazing year, and there is, I can't even tell listeners what a great year we have coming up. 2014 is going to be the year of Alt Latino. It's going to be a good year.
And don't forget to drop us a line and tell us who you thought had some of the best music this year. We'll do an entire show based on your picks.
I want to remind our listeners to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And don't forget to check out our 24/7 music stream. You can check that out at npr.org/altlatino.
Special thanks to our producer, Saraya Mohammed, and our editor, Jessica Goldstein. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.